Earth and Sky.
Friday, September 21st, we have an equinox once every 6 months or twice a year.
And the next time will be Sunday morning at 9:51 a.m. Universal Time. On the day of any equinox, the sun rises due east and sets due west, as seen from all over the world. The length of the day is the same everywhere, with everyone worldwide receiving 12 hours of daylight and 12 hours of night.
At an equinox, neither Earth's north pole nor its south pole is tilting away from or toward the sun. Both poles are more or less evenly illuminated. At the instant of Sunday's equinox, the sun will stand straight overhead at noon as seen from Earth's equator. This September equinox marks the beginning of Northern Hemisphere autumn and Southern Hemisphere spring.
After Sunday's equinox, as Earth pursues its yearly orbit around the sun, our world's southern axis will slowly shift into a tilt toward the sun, while the Earth's northern axis will begin tilting away. By the end of this month, the sun will rise and set noticeably south of due east and west, and the sun will continue to rise and set farther south daily until the December 22nd solstice.
To celebrate this equinox, watch for Venus before sunrise tomorrow at its brightest until May of 2009. This is Earth and Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.